from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful Thursday as we get you ready for a four-game series at home against the Cleveland Guardians, between the Guardians and your Kansas City Royals. I think it is very safe to say that this is the biggest home series that the Royals have had since 2017. We will take a trip to Cleveland coming up in a bit. Want to learn a little bit more about the Guardians heading into this series, how they're feeling heading into an important four-game series against the Kansas City Royals. There's a lot to get into. Aaron Ladd is going to be in studio. Roger Espinoza is going to be on the show today as well. As you guys know, yesterday he retired. I got a chance to catch up with him. We will talk about his career. Roger Espinoza will be on the show coming up at 3:30 today. We got a lot to get into between now and the time we sign off today and hand things off to Josh Vernier. Again, we appreciate you being here. We'll get back to the Royals coming up in just a bit, but first...
Pizza time on The Drive. Carrington, dial me up right now. 913-586-7610. Call number 6 wins a pizza from our friends over at Pizza Tasio. Pizza Tasio is Kansas City's best New York style pizza, and they have taken over the town. They got the new spot in Waldo, but they got spots all over the city. OP, Lisa, Midtown, North KC, St. Joe, and Lawrence. Pizza Tasio has a killer selection of craft and local beers, plus unique wines. So, Carrington, whether you're hungry enough for a whole pie or you're looking for a slice or two, be sure to visit them now at pizzatasio.com. That's pizza, T-A-S-C-I-O.com.
I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Number two, I need you to tell one friend. I don't need you to tell two friends that if you want some of the best pizza in Kansas City from our dear friends over at Pizza Tasio, and you also want to get ready for this weekend at Kauffman Stadium, the best place to do so is here on 610 Sports Radio. So, Rob, one thing we talked about a lot while you were gone is, for the most part, the divisional races in Major League Baseball seem decided. Aside from the American League East, every other division leader is at least 5 games up in the division. Now, since we have had this conversation, there is one team that has got within 5 games, and that is the Houston Astros, and we'll talk about them here coming up in a bit. But for the most part, the division races feel like they are secure. The American League Central is no different. Cleveland is 51-27. Minnesota and the Royals both have the same number of wins. The Royals have played 2 more games. That's why they're behind in the standings when it comes to Minnesota. Obviously, that will even out over time. One thing I think is very, very obvious as we head into this series, if you were holding out the belief and possibility that the Royals are going to either win their division or make the race competitive, they then have to win this series. Now, I am all for the Royals continuing to tread water. If they win two and the Guardians win two and you are no better or no poorer than when you started this series, you know what? That is not the worst thing that can happen. But you are running out of time, and the deficit that you have would then require you to get blistering hot down the stretch. And maybe the Royals do that. Maybe the Cleveland Guardians face some injuries. Maybe they cool off a little bit, and this series race and this divisional race becomes a lot tighter. But a series win puts you 7 games back as we head closer to the second half of the season. A series loss puts you 11 games back. So I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here. If the Royals have a chance to realistically do this thing in the division, if they're going to really have a chance to make the divisional race one that is interesting, then you have to win this series. There is no playing 500 ball against Cleveland. You have put yourself behind the eight ball too much in the divisional race. Now, that has nothing to do with the wild card picture. And Rob, one thing we talked about while you were gone is sort of the rubber band effect that is happening right now in both the American League wildcard picture and the National League wildcard picture. These are all the teams that are either in the playoffs. So if the playoffs started today or within 5 games, you've got Baltimore, Minnesota, Boston, Kansas City. Kansas City and Boston are tied right now for that third wild card spot. You've got the Houston Astros, and then you've got the Tampa Bay Rays. Those are all the teams that are within 5 games of the wild card picture. The team that I would be worried about is maybe not the Boston Red Sox. It's maybe not the Minnesota Twins. Rob, the team that I think is coming is the Houston Astros. If you are looking at the standings and how they've played over the course of the last couple of weeks, we know their pedigree. We know what kind of team the Houston Astros are. If you were asking me, hey, is there a team right now that is still alive to win their division? Is there a team that can really make this wild card picture really interesting and get into the race? I think that team is the Houston Astros. I mean, we're talking about a team here. The last time that Houston won fewer than 90 games, if you remove 2020, was in 2016. And in 2016, they won 84 games. If you win 84 games this year, that puts you firmly in the wild card conversation. We are talking about one of the best organizations in baseball. We are talking about one of the best teams in baseball, a team that won the World Series a couple of years ago, a team that went to Game 7 of the ALCS just last season. If there is a team that I would be worried about is they just got back to 500 and they are starting to play their best baseball as we are 2 weeks away from the All-Star break, the team I would be worried about would be the Houston Astros. So we got a lot of time to talk baseball today. The Royals have a 4-game series against the Cleveland Guardians. We'll break that down. We're going to go to Cleveland in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll hear from the manager. We'll hear from players. We are going to get you guys ready for a very important series, the most important series that the Royals have had at home since 2017. But you guys know the rules, and Rob is back. That can only mean one thing.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrington, I'm in a great mood today. Back at work, married man. It's a beautiful day. The Royals have a big series. So today's Royals random lineup takes us back to the year 2003.
Let's do it.
What a year. What a time. On this date in 2003, the Royals ironically played Cleveland, and they won. Here is your Royals lineup.
Let's do it.
Leading off in right field, Aaron Guile.
Aaron Guile, a Canadian god.
Batting second at third base, Joe Randa.
Joker. Batting. I'm going to guarantee that Joe Randa had a hit today. I don't know. I'm not looking at it, but I'm going to guess that Joe Randa was probably 1-for-3, had a walk, and probably drove in a run.
Randa actually was hitless, but Guile homered, so. Batting third in center field, Carlos Beltran.
Royals Hall of Famer. Baseball Hall of Famer. Life Hall of Famer.
Speaking of the Astros, Carlos Beltran. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Raul Ibanez. I mean,
these are just Royals legends right here. These are just icons so far. You've named off four icons. I know that they're celebrating Bo Jackson this weekend. Like, what did that guy ever do?
Mm-hmm.
They need to be celebrating Aaron Gile is who they need to be celebrating. When is Aaron Gile weekend at the K?
People are asking. Batting fifth at first base, Ken Harvey.
He definitely hit a home run today.
Batting sixth in left field, Michael Tucker.
He hit two home runs today.
Batting seventh, the rookie of the year, the shortstop, Angel Barroa.
Probably had six stolen bases.
Batting eighth, behind the plate, Brent Main.
He definitely didn't get a hit today.
Did not.
Of course he didn't. No. Come on, he's Brent Main.
And batting ninth at second base, Carlos Fables.
He absolutely did not get a hit today.
He had two hits.
You haven't said the score. I'm going to guess that the Royals won today 5-2.
The Royals won on this date 4-1.
Oh, okay, that was close.
From a fantastic pitching performance from Jose Lima.
Yeah, Lima and May in the other days we prayed.
It was Lima time in Cleveland as he went seven innings, giving up only one earned run. The Royals won on this date 4-1. Also, Mike McDougal registered his 19th save of the season on this date in 2003.
Jose Lima probably should have won the Cy Young in 2003, if we're being completely honest with you about it. He certainly was in contention for it. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at his year. I mean, he was 8-3 with a 4.91 ERA. That's good enough to get you the Cy Young. Is it not? It's real close to get you the Cy Young. You're definitely in contention for the Cy Young with those kind of statistics. I don't know why he didn't win it. The voters clearly had an agenda. That's what they had. They had an agenda. I also would love to go back in time and know why Jose Lima was not on the 2004 Royals. He was so good for the 2003 Royals. Did he price himself out? Why was he not on the team in 2004? He then went to Los Angeles, was 13-5 with a 4.07 ERA and pitched 170 innings. The Royals in 2004 could use that kind of starting pitching. Why was Jose Lima not on the 2004 Royals? These are answers that we need.
I mean, Allard Baird shrewdly used that cash on Juan Gonzalez.
Shrewdly is the word you would use.
He also was the mastermind behind the Benito Santiago signing.
Yeah, I mean, almost
no room for Lima, but we got Juan gone.
I mean, almost everything they did that offseason failed. Every single decision that they made was the wrong decision heading into the 2004 season. Coming up on the other side, you guys know the drill. The Royals have a home game. A home game today against the Cleveland Guardians. An important four-game series. That can only mean one thing. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight? 913-586-7610. 913-586-7610. If you want to play the game that is sweeping the city for, this is the most important Thursday baseball game they've had in like 10 years. If you want to play Guess the Attendance tonight, call up right now. The winner gets a large pizza from our friends at the other place. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, the only place in Kansas City that gives you a random Royals lineup.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck. Remember, Mike's got this. 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Time to play one of the most popular games currently going on in Kansas City. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight? Now, we've got an important game. Now, I know Rob hasn't been here the last couple of days. Congratulations to Rob and now Caroline Brenton. But, Rob, what we need you to do is we need you to give us the attendance from Tuesday night, and we need you to update us on what kind of promotions, what kind of dealings do they have going on tonight at a Kauffman Stadium.
Let's start with what happened on, you said Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, because I don't want to use yesterday. That was a day game. It's a much different scenario. We're talking about what was their last night game, and also noticing that this game tonight is much more important than the one that they had Tuesday against the Marlins.
On Tuesday against the Marlins, they had 16,119 at the K.
Okay.
So to see the Marlins, we saw 16,000. Carrington, tonight we got two promotions out at the K.
Royals pulling out the big guns for this series. The big guns.
One of the promotions is clearly geared toward getting Carrington Harrison to the K. We'll talk about that in a minute. The first promotion, it's Gamer Night. A separate ticket purchase was required for Gamer Night, but if you purchased a Gamer Night ticket, you get a special Gamer Night hat.
Ooh, I saw the hat. The hat is kind of fly.
Now the Carrington promotion, it's Quirk Day at the K.
Quirk Night. What are they doing for Quirk Night? They got some kind of special flavors out there? Because you know I love a quirk.
The first 10,000 fans that are 21 or older tonight receive a Kansas City Royals Quirk Slap Koozie presented by our friends at Boulevard.
Hold on. Turn the music down real quick. That's it. That's all you get? They're not introducing a new flavor tonight. There's no promotion on the quirks. Like, if you go out there and get a quirk, maybe they take off $2 off the price. All you get is a quirk koozie. That's all they're doing for Quirk Night.
Keep those quirks cold tonight with the special Boulevard Royals Slap Koozie for the first 10,000 that are 21 or older.
All right, turn the music back up here. I can't believe that. They should have put me on the marketing for a Quirk Night. There's nothing I love more. I go in there, hey, what are you drinking tonight? Oh, you guys have the cherry blossom quirk. Do you have the strawberry one? Thank you, ma'am. I would love one of those. Let's go to the phone lines. 913-586-7610. Closest to the attendance without going over gets a large pizza from our friends at the other place. If no one wins today, we carry it over to tomorrow. It is time to play. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight? Caleb, you are up first in today's game. What is your guess for the attendance?
I'm gonna say 8,000.
You just got 8,000 people out there tonight?
Just because it's a Thursday and it's kind of hot, so I'm gonna say. And then they said it might rain a little bit later on, so I'm just gonna say 8,000.
All right, Caleb, not optimistic that you guys are going out to the park today. Got you at 8K tonight. All right, Zach, how are you doing? Zach, how many people do you have going to Kauffman Stadium tonight?
Caleb tripping. I'm saying it's going to be 20,000 even.
You got a 20K tonight. All right, put you on hold here. Zach, believing in the people, got you at 20K here. All right, Dalton, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you listening to the show. It's your time to guess how many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight.
I'm going to guess 15,582.
All right, 15,582. All right, Caleb, or Dalton, excuse me. Let me put you on hold here. Let me make sure Rob has your information. Want to make sure that you get your pizza if you are the winner. Last one, Matt. You were the last one to play. How many people are going to Kauffman Stadium tonight?
I'm going to go 17,069.
Say it one more time for me.
17,069.
All right, 17,059. Put you on hold here. 17,059. Rob, before we move forward, how many people do you have going to Kauffman Stadium?
I think tonight's going to be a nice crowd. I think Caleb's tripping.
8,000's nuts.
That's, you know what? We played this game last year in June. Okay. I would listen to an 8.
8,000 is crazy.
It's the biggest series they've had at Kauffman since 2017.
I mean, Caleb basically just guessed $1.
He played $1.
That's basically
yeah.
what he did. But you can't bet $1 first. Yeah, you can't be first and bet $1. You can be last and bet $1. You can't set the tone with the buck.
I think it was a lot of hateration.
A lot of holleration.
I think Zach's on the right page. I'm going to maybe dumbly... maybe stupidly, buy in and believe in Royals fans. Give me 21,000 at the K tonight.
You got them doing 21 today. All right, I think you're a little bit high, but I do think there is a noticeable bump in attendance. Give me 18-1 tonight. Give me 18-1 for a weekday game, and I think we are heading towards a big weekend at Kauffman Stadium. So put me down for 18-1 today on how many people are going to Kauffman Stadium. Rob, I want to talk about this, and I'm actually a little disappointed that our guy Aaron Ladd is not here, because usually this is where I'd be happy to throw things over to my guy Aaron Ladd and get his opinion on things. Rob, do you remember Tyrod Taylor, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, quarterback that played for the Buffalo Bills, played for the Chargers? He's kind of been a journeyman, so to speak. You remember Tyrod Taylor, right? Well, Tyrod Taylor was dating a celebrity, and her name is Drea. Now, I don't know if you've seen Drea before, but she's a very attractive young woman. Drea is suing Tyrod Taylor. Now, I'm going to tell you why she is suing Tyrod Taylor, just because I want to get your opinion on this. So Drea is suing Tyrod Taylor because Tyrod bought a home in L.A. back in August of 2022, and Tyrod Taylor let Drea and her kids move into the house. And she is claiming that her and Tyrod Taylor had a verbal agreement that eventually she was going to be able to buy the home from Tyrod Taylor. Now, they didn't get anything signed according to this agreement. They were still dating each other, but it was a, hey, I'm going to buy this house. Why don't you move your family in? Eventually, I'll let you, you know, work off the debt and you can buy it from me. Well, Drea and Tyrod Taylor split up. You know, that happens with relationships. You know, it's tough. They split up. Tyrod was still letting her stay at the house, even though they had broken up. Hey, you got kids, you got a family. You know what? Why don't you keep the house? Again, she does not have this in writing. That's just what they agreed to. Well, Drea got pregnant by somebody else. Jalen Green, that plays for the Rockets. Tyrod then asked her to leave the house and go stay with him. And now she's suing Tyrod Taylor because she's saying, you said I could stay. Now, Rob, I'm going to ask you really quickly to put on your judge robe here. And we're going to solve this right here on the drive. The People's Court. What do you think should happen in this scenario? Because at least according to her lawsuit, she put down an offer for the home. She also says that she put a little bit of money into the house. You know, hey, a little fixer up, pop, pop. And now all of a sudden, he's mad that she's moved on with her life. And now Tyrod's trying to kick her out of the house. She said that he pulled the rug from under her and is now threatening to evict her and her family. What would you do? What would your ruling be, Rob, if you were the judge in this case? Because she's saying that she has a verbal contract with Tyrod Taylor that she should be able to stay in this home.
Let me go ahead and put my lawyer hat on here for a minute.
Thank you.
Nothing in writing is just, hey, I got you.
Vibes.
No. We're going to need something in writing that proves that there was any sort of agreement. Just, hey, we were dating so we both felt this way is not good enough. If it ain't in writing, if there ain't any contractual obligations, I'm sorry. Vibes and communication is not good enough. I would rule in favor of Tyrod Taylor. It's cold, but I would rule in favor of Tyrod.
Okay, now, it's going to be hard for me to get inside the mind of a woman, but I'm going to try to get inside the mind of a woman. What makes you think that you are going to go off? You are now bearing somebody else's child, and you think you're about to live in the house that I paid for rent free. Like, the audacity of this woman to think that I'm gonna let that continue. No, it was one thing when, all right, hey, you know what, we're maybe going through some things, hey, you keep the house. The moment you're pregnant by somebody else, you know what, that becomes that man's responsibility. That ain't got nothing to do with me. It's time for you and your little snot-nosed kids to get out of here, and you guys need to go live with him. You need to go live at your new stepdaddy's house. I'm no longer playing stepdaddy to you and these kids. How can she think that this is a legal situation that she's about to win? She has no chance of winning this. No chance. All you had was a verbal agreement. That's it. You don't even got it. You don't even got it in an email. You just got he told me. This is what happened to Tiger Woods. Remember Tiger Woods was dating that woman and Tiger told her they were about to go on vacation. So then she packed her stuff to get ready for the vacation. And then when she got to the airport, Tiger's people handed her an eviction notice. I was like, Tiger, you know what? I didn't know you was that cold hearted out here. I didn't know that's how you was maneuvering through these streets, Eldrick. I had no clue. That's the latest with Tyrod Taylor, man. So I don't know what's going to happen in this case, but Tyrod, I just want you to know that I can't speak for Rob, but I want you to know that half of the drive is pulling for you. I'm on your side here, Tyrod. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You showed this woman a lot of grace. You let her stay at the house. I'm sure she was using up all the air. I'm sure she just had the lights on, her kids running through the house. I'm sure. And you was kind enough to let her stay at the crib. Now she done gone off and she done got pregnant by an NBA player. That dude make more money than you anyway. He needs to put her and them kids up in a condo somewhere, a loft somewhere, an apartment. That's not your problem anymore, Tyrod. I just had to share that story. I am a little disappointed that this is the Aaron Ladd story. I thought Aaron was going to be here. I was ready to talk about it with Aaron Ladd. All right, coming up on the other side, we will talk about very serious sports things with Aaron Ladd. There is a list right now of the top 25 players in the NFL under the age of 25. The Chiefs have a couple of players on the list. We'll tell you who, and I did notice one thing about the list. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio, home of the hallowed title, Friend of the Show.
I'm very happy to be a friend of the show. It's always good to talk to you, man.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 610 Sports Radio. He thinks he's internet famous.
Smoking on the Joe Burrow.
Smoking on the Joe Burrow.
How's it feel to be headed back to Super Bowl?
It feels great.
But you have no idea who he is. It's Aaron Ladd, and he joins The Drive with CDOT.
It's not every day that you are joined in studio by greatness. Aaron Ladd of KSHB 41 News joining us on the show today. Aaron, man, where are you coming from this time, man?
Every time I get on Instagram stories,
you're somewhere. You're in Nashville. You're in Atlanta. You know, I feel special enough that I'm in your close friends. I feel like I really know what's going on when you're out of town.
Hey, don't keep that on the low.
No, I just said I know what's going on. Yeah. I wasn't going to speak any more on it. I'm just saying is I feel like I know the real story, man. How have you been? I don't feel like I've seen you in 2-3 weeks.
Good, man. I've been taking advantage of some time off. You know, we got this break in between the ring ceremony and training camp. Chiefs go away for like 5 weeks every year now. Shortest offseason of any NFL team. Got to take advantage. I was in Chicago, in the Windy City.
Okay, I want to get your opinion on this Drea situation. I don't know if you heard it while you were walking in. So Drea and Tyrod Taylor, they were in a relationship. They broke up. Tyrod Taylor was still letting Drea stay at the crib.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hey, you got your little ones with you. I'm going to just let you stay in the house.
Sure.
She went off. She was dating an NBA player. She is now pregnant by the NBA player. She's suing Tyrod Taylor to stay in the house. Now, I would like your opinion on this, and I know this is not, you know, an experience that you have had. I don't think you're renting condos for girls around the city. Yeah, I don't think you're doing that. But I do want to know, have you ever kicked a young lady off the Netflix? Have you and a young lady been in a relationship before, and you just were like, you know what, you're not watching House of Cards on my dime. No, you're not watching Bridgerton while I'm paying for it. I just want to know, because that would be the normal person equivalent of this story.
If anything, the roles are reversed. Like, I'm the guy who's still on the Netflix. Like, I'm still on.
Just using her Netflix.
I'm still using, like, and it doesn't even really have to be like we were dating. You know, we could have gone on one or two dates. You were back at the crib. New episode of something popped up. You logged in that one time way back in 2022. I'm still logged in. I'm still here.
Are you watching shows under her profile, or are you just, you got to create a guest? Rob, come on now. You got to ride with me on this one. The Drive Boys got to ride together. If you still using the one or two off Netflix,
come on.
Please think enough to create a guest. Why are you messing up her algorithm? Now you got her getting suggested all these sports documentaries. She don't want to watch this nonsense.
Sometimes it'll blow up the spot. It'll be like already watched, and you don't want that. You got to clear the watch history. You don't want them to know, you know, I have a YouTube TV login that, you know, maybe I shouldn't be on. But, you know, I don't record any shows on there because that blows the spot up. That shows, you know, that there's somebody else lurking. So, you know, I don't.
So you're telling me you watch the shows and then you just clear it out so it looks like it's never been watched before. Like, you can't let her know you watching House of the Dragon, because then when she go on there, she go see, wait, hold on, this says already watched. I've never watched this.
Exactly. You know, we're both watching the same show, Winning Time. Y'all got to watch it at the same exact speed. You can't speed through the Bear, all the new Bear episodes. If she's on episode one, you on episode one.
When do you want to do your? You want to talk about whatever you want to talk about? Do you want to get
that
out
actually,
of the way?
You know, actually, this is on the right topic.
I feel like now we should get it out of the way.
We're on the right topic.
I can't believe that's what you're doing.
Come
here.
Come on,
please,
man.
Please log yourself out.
I'm still in my 20-somethings,
YouTube,
dog.
YouTube television.
It's the tough part is when you got to explain to, like, the new, that, like, oh,
who's,
nah.
Who's
like,
Amber? You got to come up with a lie. Oh, that's my cousin.
That's the homie, you know? That's the homie.
You're sick. That's what you are.
That's a coworker.
You're sick. All right, I do have some sports things to talk to you about. I want to actually talk a little bit of football with you. I do want to get some of your thoughts on the Royals.
Sure.
So, CBS Sports, they did a top 25 under 25. Now, I don't want to go through the whole list here, but I do want to tell you where the highest chief is on the list. The highest chief on the list is Creed Humphrey. They have him at number 12 on the list. He is 25 years old. They also have Trent McDuffie on the list. He is 23 years old. Now, I know that Kansas City loves themselves some Creed Humphrey. There are people out there that think Creed Humphrey's a better player than Trent McDuffie. Those people live among us. I know Rob enough to know positional value. There's no way Rob would take Creed Humphrey over Trent McDuffie. Are you taking that? Both players are available. You are building a team. You would take Creed Humphrey over Trent McDuffie?
You hit it right on the head with positional value. Like, Trent McDuffie, outside of quarterback and defensive end, which you would argue are the most valuable or most important players on an NFL roster, like, the ability to have a shutdown corner, which we think Trent McDuffie is, we'll find out for sure without L'Jarius Sneed and his services this year, as Trent is kind of putting the spotlight there, you got to put you got to put corner 1-1. But I could also say on the other coin, if I'm playing devil's advocate, Dot, like the center touches the ball every play. And we saw down the stretch of that Super Bowl and back half of the postseason when he's not completely healthy, which I think is what was going on with some of those bad snaps, it can mess up the timing with the rest of the offense. He's blocking some of the best nose tackles. He's lining up against one options on the defensive line elsewhere. I think Creed Humphrey is good, but I'm kind of with you. I'd take Trent over.
I'm looking at this list that they have right now, the top 25 under 25. And like, if I start going through the list, there's no chance you think Creed Humphrey's a top 15 player under the age of 25. Would you rather have Patrick Surtain or have Creed Humphrey?
I'll stick with Creed.
Would you rather have Kyle Hamilton or have Creed?
Which version of Kyle Hamilton are we getting?
The one that I saw play against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game was incredible. He was doing everything
that
in the
first
second
drive
half.
Left something to be desired.
Yeah, the first drive, they kept having drives after that, and he was amazing the rest of the game. I'm sitting here looking at this list. They got him ahead of Devontae Smith. They got him ahead of Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Trent McDuffie, Puka Nacua, Tristan Wirfs, Aiden Hutchinson. There is not a single person among us that right now rather have Creed Humphrey on your team over Aiden Hutchinson.
Is it possible?
This list is ridiculous. Him being 12 is ridiculous.
Is it
him
possible?
Being on, it's fine.
It's not a glamorous position. It's a position that we don't analyze very well from a media perspective. Like, it's hard to look at an offense and say, oh my God, the way the center set up his seal block here really opened up. Like, it's tough for us to look at what Creed has brought to this Chiefs offense and say they are in this position because of what he does. But that's very well true. He came in and fit in seamlessly in an offensive line that cost them a Super Bowl. Essentially, you might not say that he's 12, but he's in that top 25.
Would you rather have Sam Laporta or have Creed Humphrey
on this Chiefs offense
just
right now?
If you were Atlanta,
we have a tight end, one of the best in the game, actually.
Who, Tony Gonzalez is back on the team? Who are you talking about? You can't be talking about
Kyle Pitts.
Okay. First team I was good in college.
Kyle Pitts, highest tight end ever drafted in NFL history.
He's not that good. I don't know.
Kirk to Kyle, baby. You better watch out for that.
Are we watching the same Kyle Pitts?
KTK.
That's not the vibe that I've gotten from Kyle Pitts.
Kirk
watching
to Kyle.
Play.
Okay, I'll throw you another with this top 25. It's 25 under 25?
Yeah, 25 under 25. Number one on the list is Justin Jefferson, if you were wondering who the number one player on the list was.
Isaiah Pacheco's under 25, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's anywhere close to, like, if I just told you, like, the narrowly missed the list, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Isaiah Pacheco's a good player. He's not one of the top 25 players in the league under the age of 25. If you're telling me Sam Laporta is 24.
Sky Moore's on the list?
You did that. If I had made that joke, if I had said that last year, you told me I was being too mean.
I'm
to
just
Sky
asking
Moore.
A question. You have the list up on your computer. I don't have it.
He's
up.
Not. Sky Moore wouldn't make the top 25 under 25
see,
on
see,
the
Chiefs. That's where you get in trouble.
He wouldn't make it on the current team that he's on.
That is where you get in trouble.
I'm serious. You he just, wouldn't make it on the Chiefs. You're talking about the whole league? He wouldn't make it in the division. He wouldn't make it on the Chiefs. He wouldn't make it for players born in Michigan. What are we talking about here?
That's where you, this is
you
what
told
you
me last year I was being too mean to him. Remember, you one day you called me and was like, hey, man, why do you keep finding stats on Sky Moore? Because that's my job.
It just felt a little mean. It just felt a little mean.
Play better. Why is that it's not like, ever you know, the response to these things?
He tripped and fell one time, and 3 months later, you were reminding him about it. He's got two rings.
Yeah, he plays with Patrick Mahomes.
He's got two
that's
rings.
That's what he does. He got drafted by the right team. That's what he is. He was drafted by the right team. How many yards do you think Sky Moore has in his NFL career? Just off the top of your head, somebody who you've probably been to 15 Chiefs games the last 2 years. How many yards do you think he has?
He's got under 450 yards for
his
career.
He has 494 yards.
Okay.
I don't think I've been mean enough to Sky Moore for being completely honest about you. Let me actually keep this receiver base.
Sure.
Right now on DraftKings, I know sometimes you're a man that likes to lay a couple dollars down on these things. Maybe you should take some of those winnings and pay for Netflix. But again, that's neither here nor there. Right now they have Xavier Worthy and they have Hollywood Brown's over-under in Vegas at 750. Is there one you're more likely to over on?
Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, I don't even think it's close.
Easily.
Between the two.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance Xavier Worthy has more than 750 yards receiving this year?
I doubt it. I doubt it. Just because of that's not what the Chiefs do. Andy Reid is very honest about working his rookies in slowly, giving them a little bite-sized bit, something they can easily digest, one part of the offense that they're good at, and exploiting that slowly and surely. We came on this radio station begging 8 weeks into the season, give Rashee Rice more opportunities. He's the guy. He can be the uno in this offense. And every single time they say, Andy Reid said, no, we don't do that here. We're working slowly. Eventually, they had to cave and give in. Matt Nagy came back after the bye week and said, you know what? We just can't ignore it anymore. He's our best receiver. He's our best pure option here, even though he is a rookie. I think Xavier Worthy, we're seeing it even with the hamstring injury. They're going to be slow to work him in. They're going to give him bite-sized pieces of the offense until they can see that he can swim before he can sink.
I mean, I think that some of the Rice numbers were due to the fact that for the last six games, they just force-fed the hell out of him. Like, if you looked at the total NFL, like, not just rookies last year, I'm going to guess he was one of the 10 most targeted wide receivers in the league in the final 6 weeks of the season, and he didn't get to 1,000 yards. Now, he also didn't play in the last game. They sat guys down. I just don't think Worthy's going to be force-fed in the offense that way, and you just, like, I'm big on, like, opportunity and targets. Granted, you're playing with Patrick Mahomes, and I think people overvalue that part of it more than just, hey, how many times are you going to get the ball thrown your way?
He thinks he's internet famous.
Smoking on a Joe Burrow.
How's it feel to be headed back to Super Bowl?
It feels great.
But you have no idea who he is. It's Aaron Ladd, and he joins The Drive with CDOT.
It's not every day that you are joined in studio by greatness. Aaron Ladd of KSHB 41 News joining us on the show today. Aaron, man, where are you coming from this time, man? Every time I get on Instagram stories, you're somewhere. You're in Nashville. You're in Atlanta. You know, I feel special enough that I'm in your close friends. I feel like I really know what's going on when you're out of town.
Hey, don't keep that on the low.
No, I just said I know what's going on. I wasn't going to speak any more on it. I'm just saying is I feel like I know the real story, man. How have you been? I don't feel like I've seen you in 2-3 weeks.
Good, man. I've been taking advantage of some time off. You know, we got this break in between the ring ceremony and training camp. Chiefs go away for like 5 weeks every year now. Shortest offseason of any NFL team. Got to take advantage. I was in Chicago, in the Windy City.
Okay, I want to get your opinion on this Drea situation. Oh, I don't know if you heard it while you were walking in. This. So Drea and Tyrod Taylor, they were in a relationship. They broke up. Tyrod Taylor was still letting Drea stay at the crib.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hey, you got your little ones with you. I'm going to just let you stay in the house.
Sure.
She went off. She was dating an NBA player. She is now pregnant by the NBA player. She's suing Tyrod Taylor to stay in the house. Now, I would like your opinion on this, and I know this is not, you know, an experience that you have had. I don't think you're renting condos for girls around the city. Yeah, I don't think you're doing that. But I do want to know, have you ever kicked a young lady off the Netflix? Have you and a young lady been in a relationship before, and you just were like, you know what, you're not watching House of Cards on my dime. No, you're not watching Bridgerton while I'm paying for it. I just want to know, because that would be the normal person equivalent of this story.
If anything, the roles are reversed. Like, I'm the guy who's still on the Netflix. Like, I'm still on.
Just using her Netflix.
I'm still using, like, and it doesn't even really have to be like we were dating. You know, we could have gone on one or two dates. You were back at the crib. New episode of something popped up. You logged in that one time way back in 2022. I'm still logged in. I'm still here.
Are you watching shows under her profile, or are you just, you got to create a guest? Rob, come on now. You got to ride with me on this one. The Drive boys got to ride together. If you still using the one or two off Netflix,
come on.
Please think enough to create a guest. Why are you messing up her algorithm? Now you got her getting suggested all these sports documentaries. She don't want to watch this nonsense.
Sometimes it'll blow up the spot. It'll be like already watched, and you don't want that. You got to clear the watch history. You don't want to. Don't want them to know, you know, I have a YouTube TV login that, you know, maybe I shouldn't be on. But, you know, I don't record any shows on there because that blows the spot up. That shows, you know, that there's somebody else lurking. So You know, I don't.
So you're telling me you watch the shows and then you just clear it out so it looks like it's never been watched before. Like, you can't let her know you watching House of the Dragon, because then when she go on there, she go see, wait, hold on, this says already watched. I've never watched this.
Exactly. You know, you can't. We're both watching the same show, Winning Time. Y'all got to watch it at the same exact speed. You can't speed through the Bear, all the new Bear episodes. If she's on episode one, you on episode one.
When do you want to do your, you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about? Do you want to get that out
actually,
of the way?
You know, actually, this is on the right topic.
I feel like now we should get it out of the way.
We're on the right topic.
I can't believe that's what you're doing.
Come
here.
On,
please,
man.
Please log yourself out.
I'm still in my 20-somethings,
YouTube
dog.
YouTube television.
It's the tough part is when you got to explain to, like, the new... That like, oh,
who's,
nah.
Who's
like,
Amber? You got to come up with a lie. Oh, that's my cousin.
That's the homie. You know? That's the homie.
You're sick. That's what you are.
That's a coworker.
You're sick. All right. I do have some sports things to talk to you about. I want to actually talk a little bit of football with you. I do want to get some of your thoughts on the Royals.
Sure.
So CBS Sports, they did a top 25 under 25. Now, I don't want to go through the whole list here, but I do want to tell you where the highest chief is on the list. The highest chief on the list is Creed Humphrey. They have him at number 12 on the list. He is 25 years old. They also have Trent McDuffie on the list. He is 23 years old. Now, I know that Kansas City loves themselves some Creed Humphrey. There are people out there that think Creed Humphrey's a better player than Trent McDuffie. Those people live among us.
I know
Rob enough to know positional value. There's no way Rob would take Creed Humphrey over Trent McDuffie. Are you taking that? Both players are available. You are building a team. You would take Creed Humphrey over Trent McDuffie?
You hit it right on the head with positional value. Like, Trent McDuffie, outside of quarterback and defensive end, which you would argue are the most valuable or most important players on an NFL roster, like, the ability to have a shutdown corner, which we think Trent McDuffie is, we'll find out for sure without L'Jarius Sneed and his services this year, as Trent is kind of putting the spotlight there, you got to put corner 1-1. But I could also say on the other coin, if I'm playing devil's advocate, Dot, like, the center touches the ball every play. And we saw down the stretch of that Super Bowl and back half of the postseason, when he's not completely healthy, which I think is what was going on with some of those bad snaps, it can mess up the timing with the rest of the offense. He's blocking some of the best nose tackles. He's lining up against one options on the defensive line elsewhere. I think Creed Humphrey is good, but I'm kind of with you. I take Trent over.
I'm looking at this list that they have right now, the top 25 under 25. And, like, if I start going through the list, there's no chance you think Creed Humphrey's a top 15 player under the age of 25. Would you rather have Patrick Surtain or have Creed Humphrey?
I'll stick with Creed.
Would you rather have Kyle Hamilton or have Creed?
Which version of Kyle Hamilton are we getting?
The one that I saw play against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game was incredible. He was doing everything
that
in the second half.
That first drive left something to be desired.
Yeah, the first drive, they kept having drives after that, and he was amazing the rest of the game. I'm sitting here looking at this list. They got him ahead of Devontae Smith. They got him ahead of Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Trent McDuffie, Puka Nacua, Tristan Wirfs, Aiden Hutchinson. There is not a single person among us that right now rather have Creed Humphrey on your team over Aiden Hutchinson.
Is it possible?
This list is ridiculous. Him being 12 is ridiculous.
Is it
him
possible?
Being on, it's fine.
It's not a glamorous position. It's a position that we don't analyze very well from a media perspective. Like, it's hard to look at an offense and say, oh my God, the way the center set up his seal block here really opened up. Like, it's tough for us to look at what Creed has brought to this Chiefs offense and say they are in this position because of what he does. But that's very well true. He came in and fit in seamlessly in an offensive line that cost them a Super Bowl. Essentially, you might not say that he's 12, but he's in that top 25.
Would you rather have Sam Laporta or have Creed Humphrey
on this Chiefs offense
just
right now?
If you were Atlanta,
we have a tight end, one of the best in the game, actually.
Who, Tony Gonzalez is back on the team? Who are you talking about? You can't be talking about
Kyle Pitts.
Okay. First team I was good in college.
Kyle Pitts, highest tight end ever drafted in NFL history.
He's not that good. I don't know.
Kirk to Kyle, baby. You better watch out for that.
Are we watching the same Kyle Pitts?
KTK.
That's not the vibe that I've gotten from Kyle Pitts.
Kirk
watching
to Kyle.
Okay,
I'll throw you another with this top 25. It's 25 under 25?
Yeah, 25 under 25. Number one on the list is Justin Jefferson, if you were wondering who the number one player on the list was.
Isaiah Pacheco's under 25, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's anywhere close to, like, if I just told you, like, the narrowly missed the list, you would be like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Isaiah Pacheco's a good player. He's not one of the top 25 players in the league under the age of 25. If you're telling me Sam LaPorte is 24.
Sky Moore's on the list?
You did that. If I had made that joke, if I had said that, last year you told me I was being too mean
to Sky
Moore.
I'm just asking a question. You have the list up on your computer. I don't have it
up. He's not. Sky Moore wouldn't make the top 25 under 25 on the Chiefs.
That's where you get in trouble.
He wouldn't make it on the current team that he's on.
That is where you get in trouble.
I'm serious. He wouldn't make it on the Chiefs. You're talking about the whole league? He wouldn't make it in the division. He wouldn't make it on the Chiefs. He wouldn't make it for players born in Michigan. What are we talking about here?
That's where you, this is what
you told me last year. I was being too mean to him. Remember, you one day you called me and was like, hey, man, why do you keep finding stats on Sky Moore? Because that's my job.
It just felt a little mean. It just felt a little mean.
Play better. Why is that response to these things?
He tripped and fell one time, and 3 months later, you were reminding him about it. He's got two rings.
Yeah, he plays with Patrick Mahomes.
He's got two rings.
That's what he does. He got drafted by the right team. That's what he is. He was drafted by the right team. How many yards do you think Sky Moore has in his NFL career? Just off the top of your head, somebody who... You've probably been to 15 Chiefs games the last 2 years. How many yards do you think he has?
He's got under 450 yards for his career.
He has 494 yards receiving. I don't think I've been mean enough to Sky Moore, for being completely honest about you. Let me actually keep this receiver base.
Sure.
Right now on DraftKings, I know sometimes you're a man that likes to lay a couple dollars down on these things. Maybe you should take some of those winnings and pay for Netflix. But again, that's neither here nor there. Right now, they have Xavier Worthy and they have Hollywood Brown's over under in Vegas at 750. Is there one you're more likely to over on?
Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, I don't even think it's close between the two.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance Xavier Worthy has more than 750 yards receiving this year?
I doubt it. Just because of that's not what the Chiefs do. Andy Reid is very honest about working his rookies in slowly, giving them a little bite size bit, something they can easily digest. One part of the offense that they're good at and exploiting that slowly and surely. We came on this radio station begging 8 weeks into the season, give Rashee Rice more opportunities. He's the guy. He can be the uno in this offense. And every single time they say, Andy Reid said, no, we don't do that here. We're working slowly. Eventually, they had to cave and give in. Matt Nagy came back after the bye week and said, you know what? We just can't ignore it anymore. He's our best receiver. He's our best pure option here, even though he is a rookie. I think Xavier Worthy, we're seeing it even with the hamstring injury. They're going to be slow to work him in. They're going to give him bite-sized pieces of the offense until they can see that he can swim before he can sink.
I mean, I think last year, I think that some of the Rice numbers were due to the fact that for the last six games, they just force-fed the hell out of him. Like, if you looked at the total NFL, like, not just rookies last year, I'm going to guess he was one of the 10 most targeted wide receivers in the league in the final 6 weeks of the season, and he didn't get to 1,000 yards. Now, he also didn't play in the last game. They sat guys down. I just don't think Worthy's going to be force-fed in the offense that way, and you just, like, I'm big on, like, opportunity and targets. Granted, you're playing with Patrick Mahomes, and I think people overvalue that part of it more than just, hey, how many times are you going to get the ball thrown your way where Kelsey's number one in this offense? Let's say Brown's number two in this offense. Isaiah Pacheco is going to have almost 1,000 yards rushing this year.
Sure.
Rice. I mean, I don't think Rice is getting suspended, at least in the early part of the season. Like, we need more.
You think he's going to start the year?
I do. The NFL has been real steadfast on. I don't know anything.
What do you know, Doc?
You and I both are following the same news. We have to eventually get the, hey, he has pled guilty. He has not pled guilty. He's been charged. This has been
over. There's got to be some kind of ending to the criminal proceedings.
Yeah, and as long as the criminal part is open, so to speak,
sure,
then he's going to be able to continue to play. Like, I think sometimes I get it. A guy has a problem in the offseason, we think he's instantly going to be suspended. We saw Alvin Kamara beat somebody up at Aria, and it took him a year to get suspended. Like, we saw it on video. I saw him. They beat that man up. It took him a year to get suspended.
I think the Chiefs would rather know sooner than later, obviously. They know a suspension is looming as kind of this dark cloud. I think they would rather have him start the year suspended other than him start four games, have to miss the next six. You figure some things out. I could kind of see that as well. And to your point about Xavier Worthy, maybe that's the opportunity he needs Or maybe that's the opportunity the coaching staff needs to see, all right, this is what he's good at. This is what he's digesting early in the offense. This is where we can use him. This is where the speed plays a factor. We begged KC last year, get the ball downfield. That's all we've heard from them in this part of minicamp and OTAs leading up to training camp. Andy Reid is pushing this Chiefs offense to put the ball down the field, and he's going to be a big part of making that happen, or at least giving the threat of it possibly happening.
I just don't think that the fourth or fifth guy in this offense is having 800 yards receiving. And I think he can have a good year and hit the under. I mean, Jaxon Smith-Njigba last year for the Seattle Seahawks had 650 yards. And I think if he got 650 from Xavier Worthy, I think most Chiefs fans are happy. That would be an under. Go to the window and cash your ticket. So I would just be – I'd be a little bit surprised if he hit his over. All right, we will give you – how much time do you think you need today? Just Aaron Ladd time. I won't say anything.
You
Rob won't
say
anything.
Something.
I won't say – I'll turn my microphone off. I'll make sure Rob takes care of it. How much time do you think you need here?
30 to 45.
You need 30 to 45 seconds, you think, so you don't have a lot to say today.
This is kind of – it's in our Netflix conversation.
Okay, all right. You know what? Rob, give him his time.
So I was laid back, chilling. You know, sometimes you turn on a little show when you're with somebody trying to relax. You're cuddled up. And I found something new. This is new to me, but maybe it's old to y'all. You were talking about getting into the mind of women and understanding women. What do they think? How can Carrington get one to stick finally? Sex in the City, my guy. It's the show. I want to put you on because Seinfeld for me was my classic, reliable, old school. It was my comfort show I could put on and hang out with George Costanza. I'm with the girls now.
Aaron,
Samantha.
Welcome to 2009.
Miranda.
You're telling us that girls like Sex in the City? That was your...
I'm putting you on to Sex in the City.
That was your big observation?
This would help you,
They've had three movies. This is your first... This is your first, like, oh my God! You've unlocked something today with us. Women like Sex in the City.
I'm telling you to watch Sex in the City so you
can help. I've seen the show before.
How many episodes?
More than 20.
What'd you think?
I don't mind it. I mean, it makes sense the older you get. Like, you're in these situations more and more. It makes sense for you now. You're the same age as they are in the show. So I get it now how you're like, oh, man, the show's kind of relatable. No, it makes sense.
When I was younger, I thought that show was, like, going to be porn.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all thought that at one point in our lives.
You know, I
when you were, like, scrolling through, like, oh, what's this?
I waited till mom went to her room, and,
and it's like, hold on, they're just talking. That's what happened.
Like, get out of the coffee shop. What are we doing here?
Yeah, no, it got you. All right, I do actually have some more NFL I want to get your opinion on, but before we do that, you know that we talk about food a lot on this show.
Occasionally.
Are you a White Castle guy?
I saw your post about this off base. I'm from the South, so Crystal is what I grew up on.
Okay, Crystal is also better than White Castle.
What's the difference?
The way it tastes? I don't know. White Castle is not good. This is my argument for White Castle.
It's the same thing.
Even if you, like, oh, Carrington, your opinion on this is trash, and that's perfectly fine.
It's like Checkers and Rallies.
Yeah, but Checkers is better than White Castle. Checkers is better. You want to know how I know White Castle is trash? White Castle was invented in Wichita, Kansas. It was invented there. There are no White Castles in the state of Kansas. There's no other state that would be the case. Like, if you go to Kentucky, I'm guessing there's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Maybe one or two.
If you go to St. Louis, there's a Panera because they invented Panera.
Breadco.
You know what I mean? How do you come up with something and there's none? There's not even the original location anymore. Just get this place out of here. It's not good.
See, this is how I know you're not a smoker. Nothing after, a couple rounds, couple passes around, you know. It's the only thing open late, couple sliders.
You can't go get Taco Bell then?
I'm not a Taco Bell
guy. Taco Bell, eat great even late. You can't go get a Wendy's? Wendy's is also open late. There's a lot of companies that fuel that industry. It's 1 a.m. We're looking for some quick eats, some quick bites. Yeah, I'm going to get something to eat. Yeah, it's not good food. It's bad. It's really bad.
It's properly rated. I'm not going to White Castle for a gourmet meal.
I'm not going there, period.
But if my eyes are bloodshot,
I wouldn't feed that to a dog.
And I'm thirsty and I need to be replenished.
Would you rather eat pizza rolls or White Castle? Like right now, if I give you, I put pizza rolls on a plate or I put three White Castle sliders on the plate. Would you rather have pizza rolls or that?
Pizza rolls, I get to like the sixth one and I'm just disgusted with myself. Maybe the same way
like
with
White Castle. Yeah. If you're eating four or five White Castle burgers, you're in a dark time, my boy. You're really at a dark time.
There was one in Columbia that I just never really went to, but it was there. It was always an option.
Were you a pizza rolls or a pizza bagels guy?
I prefer pizza bagels, more crunch. I'm more crust if I'm eating a pizza.
Okay, yeah, no, when pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I can tell that your palate just isn't up to snuff yet.
That's what you think?
You still eat like dino nuggets and
half of the new restaurants that you go to, Rob and I have put you on this show.
He only goes to the one. He only goes to the one restaurant over and over and over again.
Yeah. That's not true. I got a different one last time.
Because we were out of the one he wanted.
We try to throw you new restaurants ideas all the time. Hey, you should go here. No, I want to go to Cafe Trio.
I was in there the other day.
Sure, it's great. Cafe Trio's of two thumbs up. I love Cafe Trio.
They're like, oh, it's so good to see you again. They knew exactly who I was. Emmanuel Cleaver was sitting to our left. Name drop.
Okay, just asking. No, I was more saying, oh, like when they recognize who you were, do they recognize the girl you were with? They're like, oh, hey, Amber. And she was like, who's Amber? And you had to like explain, oh, that's my mom's name. I just wondering if that's how they do. Like, oh, hey, you're actually the first one I've seen here before. I didn't know if they blew the spot up. I wasn't sure. Coming up on the other side, Pete Prisco of CBS Sports, he put together a top 100 NFL player list. I want to go through the list with you, and I have a series of questions to get your thoughts. I also do want to get your opinion on the Kansas City Royals, as the Kansas City Royals start a very important four-game series against the Cleveland Guardians. Keep it right here. So drive.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.